A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Career Agility International experts in the house, Adrian Chu and Zian Chi. They talk every week about career strategy, about tips to try and enhance your professional life. This week, guys, I like this one, and maybe it's appropriate for me as I'm getting a little bit older. And of course, I'm at the sunset stage of my career. Five tips for setting up your final career chapter. Yan Chi, you put together this list. Right? Sometimes yeah. It's Adrian, sometimes it's you. This was your list, and we've got five tips. And the first one is have a career retirement strategy. Have a strategy to start with.
You know, we've been talking about having a career strategy all this time, and having a final chapter strategy is part of that journey that you have to consider as well. I've met far too many individuals who wait until the day they finished and completed everything and stepped out of the office or the business and realize that they are rudderless, they're lost, and they're just wondering, gee, what do I do next? Because they didn't put any thought into it. It's critical that you consider what you need to do for your retirement and your downshifting, because some of the strategies you need time to incubate. Some of the things you want to do, you know, I met this one individual, for instance, and his story is not unique. Far too many people say the same thing. You know, Zian, I've just retired and I think I'll go and teach because I've got so much to give. He doesn't realize that it takes years to incubate an academic entrance. You can't just say, oh, I figure out I'll teach, hang your shingle and expect students to come to you, because you haven't built your strategy, you haven't built your reputation. Who's going to know you for being an educator? You know, so it's not going to work. So some of these downshifting strategies take time. Sometimes you need to network. Maybe you need to learn a bit more. Maybe you want to go study. By the way, the final chapter is never quite clear. Sometimes it's work-related. Sometimes it's not. But it requires some thought.
You know, Adrian, it's a bit like when I had my first kid. Well, I only have one kid. When I had my daughter, I didn't give birth to my daughter. It was my wife. But it's all theoretical until it actually happens, you know, because you think, you know, you're preparing for the baby, you're preparing for, you know, feeding the baby and changing the diapers and all that. But until it arrives, it's all theoretical, and then it suddenly becomes reality. And it's a bit like this with your final career chapter.
Yeah, it is. Especially if you're talking about retirement. A lot of us, you know, whenever we ask somebody, what do you want to do when you retire? A lot of times they say, oh, I'm just going to sit back and just watch Netflix and and chill and just relax and everything. But when it does happen, when the timing does happen, by the second week or third week, they're bored out of their wits. So that's why Yan is exactly correct when he says you have to have a strategy, especially when it comes to retirement. And we also need to redefine what retirement is, because retirement used to be at age 55, you quit work and do nothing. But retirement's now different. Yan has a perfect definition for retirement, right?
So my definition of retirement is when you stop doing what you have to do, obligatory, you know, and start doing what you want to do.
Ah, yes.
And a lot of us forget what we want to do and forget ourselves, because in the rush to be financially secure and obligations of work and life, we forget what makes us happy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so what we have passion for or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Which also means that if you sit down and do your sums right, and if you find out that, you know, I actually have enough savings, my house is fully paid, I've got X dollars in the bank, you know, all my kids' endowment funds and everything already, I may not need to work that hard to get a full-time job anymore. So I know people who at 52 discovered that they don't really need that much money anymore, and they decide to downshift, to go into semi-retirement mode or retirement mode, where they take on either a portfolio career, which is a couple of gigs on several days a week, and they spend the rest of the time doing things which they enjoy doing. So sometimes retirement doesn't need to be 62, 65, 67, or right now I've lost track what the government is pushing. But I think by the time we reach that, it's probably going to be about 75. But it's, you just carry on working, doing what you love doing. And I think that's where today you got to start thinking, no matter what age you are, what do you want to do when you retire?
Five tips for setting up your final career chapter with Adrian Chu and Zian Chi of Career Agility International. Point number two, find meaningful activities. And you touched on this before, Yan. They may or may not be work-related.
Yeah, so what we want, right, is for the retirement moment to not be the end of a story, but to be the beginning of your next story. And that's the mindset you want, because you don't want to feel a sense of loss. You want to feel a sense of adventure. Like, this is great. I can't wait to start my new life. Because you made plans for it and you've laid the foundations for it, then the shift is seamless. A lot of people don't realize the psychological impact of a specific change. And because it's time related, can you imagine? I'll say, okay, so we're going to have your farewell dinner. We're going to celebrate. And then here's your gold watch, if any. Mm. And then you return your equipment. You return your past that has defined you for so long. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you go, okay, what do I do next? Well, I guess in the beginning, you might be a little bit happy until you get bored. Mm. And suddenly you are lost. So find meaningful activities. So it's always a good exercise to do it before the deadline, right? Mm. So plan for it so that you have...
There's a crossover period,
that's right?
That's right.
You know, so it's less traumatic.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point that Jens making there, Adrian, about having that transition period where you've already got this new cycle starting. It's not just that cold turkey.
Yeah, that's right. You know? And when we talk about meaningful things to do, you also have to define what meaningful is. For instance, do you want to go give back to charity, back to society? Do you want to do some mission work in the field? Mm. Or I know people who have decided to just come back as consultants or as coaches because they simply have just so much knowledge and so much information to share that they don't want it to go to waste. Some people I know have tried writing books, podcasts as well, but there are so many ways to do it. You just need to find out what meaningful is to you and then you pursue it.
5 tips for setting up your final career chapter with Adrian Chu in ZN Chi. And this is a good one for you, Adrian. You're the master networker. Maintain a large, diverse network.
Well, I think it is important not to just fall off the radar.
Yeah.
And just disappear and everyone goes, hey, what happened to Adrian? You know, it's like, it's gone. It's like gone with the wind. But you have to figure out, you know, that you still have a diverse network whom you can add value to the people in your network. And I think it's really mentally stimulating to still be in contact with these people whom you used to work with, just to find out people in the market, what's happening, what latest trends are. Because let's face it, the day we choose to retire, say even if you're 60, you still have a good 30 more years to go.
Yeah.
So
yeah, especially now with people living longer, right?
Yeah, even longer perhaps, right? So you have to think the long term. You got to keep talking to people who can stimulate your mind, your brains. And you know, the thing about networking, I always believe in, is not what you can get out of it, but what you can put into it as well.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having retired and the only person you have to speak with because you're already an empty nester is your spouse? And it's just the idea of having only one person to bounce ideas off. It can be quite draining.
Yes.
So you want to have multiple groups with diverse interests. Mm. So you'll have your health buddies,
yep,
people you might cycle with or go trekking and hiking with. And then you might have couple friends, people whom you might go on short holidays and getaways with. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's the extended family, which we all know sometimes we like and sometimes we don't. What's missing right now is that you're used to having colleagues and mental stimulation in the workplace.
Yep.
That you now do not.
Mm.
And so that's the one element that's going to be a big part that's missing. So maintaining a diverse network will give you, I guess, that stimulation to keep going. We hear too many stories of people who retire in certain societies and then die within 2-3 years.
Oh, dear. Yeah, my dear cousin, Alan Dacey, he was a school teacher in Armidale, which is a town in New South Wales between Sydney and Brisbane. You know, he's a bit older than me, just turned 70, quite a bit older than me, actually, I should say. But he gets together with his school teacher friends and has coffee every day. That's what he was doing until recently. I think he still does it. And he just enjoys that interaction, you know, the banter and talking about the good old days and maybe talking about politics, whatever else.
Yeah, those are the strategies that keep you young. Here we have mahjong. So if you have your mahjong gang, the mental stimulation keeps you young because you're counting cards.
Mm.
My girlfriend, she plays cards with her mom regularly. So it's a strategy just to keep the mom young.
Yeah, in fact, I know a group of people who belong to a certain company. And after they retired, after they've left, they've kept their tradition going. Every other particular day of the week, they would meet up at IKEA. Over at Tampines, because the parking is free for breakfast for about 2 or 3 hours and just sit there, chill.
And not buy anything, just have breakfast.
And I believe coffee is free too if you're a member.
Yeah.
So everything is free.
And ice creams are cheap, I think. They're like a dollar or something.
Is that right?
So they just maintain the network and it's amazing because they've been doing it for quite a couple of years already.
Mm. And my mum, you know, she's now 84, so she has a social group at the North Sydney Olympic Pool and she goes down to the exercise class. She does her own exercise in the lane. I don't think she does much exercising. It's more chatting along in the pool and talking to friends and bringing them cakes and all that sort of thing. All right, 5 tips for setting up your final career chapter, Adrian Chu, ZN Chi from Career Agility International. Review your bucket list and make plans to fulfill them. I like this point.
So the thing about bucket lists is that it's something that deep down in your soul, it's something you want to do, something you want to see before you call it a day, right?
Mm.
So before you meet your maker. So the thing about bucket list also is sometimes if we don't pay attention to it or think about it, we forget. So a personal story for me, right, is one time when my kids are suddenly all out the house because they're still at that teenage year. So I still have them, you know, in the house. But there was one time when I was very free and it was a rare moment when I suddenly had 4 hours to myself in a day and I was going, what do I do? And then what did I do before I had kids? And it's a very same thing with retirement. So what did I like before when I was a lot younger?
Mm-hmm.
And think back when you had a moment to yourself where you're sort of thinking, gee, if I had time, I would.
Mm.
You could be on the way waiting for your plane. You could be reading an article. You go, oh, that's a great one. I must make a mental note. And then we quickly forget.
Ah,
so the bucket list requires attention. It takes time. And if you mind map it, it grows. And then you find something useful to do when you retire, when you have the time and the finances.
Yeah. I guess, Adrian, I look at my bucket list and a couple of years ago, my wife took me for our wedding anniversary to Mount Kinabalu and we hiked it. And, you know, talk about bucket lists and I guess kind of that was on it. But I decided after hiking it, it's quite dangerous, you know, in different parts.
Yeah.
I said, this is a bucket list item that I'm never going to do again. I'm never going to put myself and do it. I don't want, and she, you know, she goes, let's try Nepal. I said, no, I don't want to do it. Give me an easy walk, you know. And I, as you know, I'm pretty fit and I like, but I just don't want to put myself at any risk. So I think a bucket list is very personal. It's not necessarily going to be doing something dangerous, right?
No.
Yeah, in fact, one of the most common bucket list item which I hear a lot of my clients tell me is, Adrian, I want to write a book. They've got so much information. And I say, yeah, why don't you try? And they say, yeah, when someday.
Well, someday. You've written a book, haven't you? So
it's not easy.
It's a hard thing to do.
So Yen and I have also written another book, Seven Secrets for Landing Your Dream Job as well. That wasn't easy either because it's a certain amount of discipline. It's a certain amount of work that's being put in. So when you're kind of being retired, that's the ideal time for you to sit down and put all your excuses aside and start writing the book. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it gets published or not because there's such a thing as e-publishing nowadays anyway.
Yes.
So it's good to just get it out. But bucket list items. I mean, that's something that's important. Do you have a bucket list item that's yet to be done yet?
Not really. No, I don't think I have. I think one thing I wanted to do, Yen, and this is very, and I mentioned this before in the show, was be in a musical. Because I've done acting, community theatre and all that. I would love to be in a musical. And look, my voice now is not the best, but when I've trained it up, it's passable. I would say I'm not going to sell any top 40 hits, but I could probably pass, you know, if I trained it and, you know, got more lessons and all that. So that's one of my bucket list items. What about you, Yen?
I just fulfilled one item last December and I wanted to see the aurora and I got to do that last year.
Was that special for you?
It was extremely special, yes. Because it was the one thing I desired the most.
Right.
Right now, I'm quite content. So, I mean, I would like to see the pyramids, but right now...
I would like to see the pyramids too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to point number five. Five tips for setting up your final career chapter with Adrian Chu, Zian Chi. I can see Yen's pointing to Adrian to talk about this one. Rope in your loved ones where possible. Rope in. Does that mean you have to tie them up to this chair?
Yeehaw. Let's throw them in. But I think it's important because a lot of times when you retire, there's a certain sense of loss when it comes to not being defined by your work anymore.
Mm, yeah.
It's still funny because we have spoken to people who are just 2 to 3 months shy of retirement. And when they meet people out in the market, they're still handing out their name cards. Company name cards.
Wow.
And it's like, why?
What? Yeah. You're defined by that company.
Yeah, you're clinging on to the final vestiges of your identity.
I've got some Disney and old BBC cards, yeah?
It's like, why, right? So it's like, no. Let's start redefining yourself again and redefine yourself with the people around you, the people who love you, the people you loved, the people whom maybe perhaps you should have spent a bit more time with while you were defining yourself with the company.
Mm-hmm.
Reconnect with family members, reconnect with your spouse, reconnect with old friends, siblings. And I think it's important to reconnect and to rope in, as Zian would say, you know, to pull them in, to be part of this retirement strategy and finally realize that, you know, what's most important in life, what you've been working all this while, it's always been for your loved ones.
Yeah. My husband, Alvin, we used to play a lot of golf when we were newly married without the children.
Mm.
And I didn't enjoy it as much, but he said I had a talent for it. And then when the kids came, it was a great excuse not to go out into the sun because I don't like the humidity.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it, yeah, this part
so,
of the world.
So what he's doing right now is he's punting facts in my brain. You know, he said, when we retire, we're going to play nine holes every day. It'll be good exercise and we'll go in before the sun comes out and then we'll be done. And so he's trying to rope me in, literally.
Take you to the first tee.
But I think it's something we should be doing. Finding something that you can do as a couple, yes. I think, would be very healthy.
Yeah.
But also finding your own thing that's meaningful to you. Yeah.
Yeah, very important. Okay, let's recap those five tips for setting up your final career chapter. Have a career retirement strategy. Find meaningful activities. They may or may not be work-related. Maintain a large, diverse network. Review bucket list and make plans to fulfill them. Rope in loved ones with a lasso, if necessary, where possible. So that's what Adrian Chu and Zian Chi think, the five tips for setting up your final career chapter.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.